Good morning. Thank you for coming, and may our learning be a merit. Lili Nishmas, Yira Chaya Nechama Bracha Lea Shalom, Bas David Mordechai. Yesterday we rushed when we got to the new parak, so let's start again from the beginning of the parak on Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. So we move on here in Masechet Erechin from the topic of Erech vows to now the topic of Sdei Achuza, a field that a person has inherited from his father, inherited from his father, going back to Yoshua ben Nun, what we call an ancestral field. Says the Mishnah here on Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, in Makdishin Lifnei Ayovel Pachos Mishtei Shanim. So the simple way to read it is we don't consecrate a Sdei Achuza to make it holy if it's less than 2 years before Yovel. As we know that a Sdei Achuza, if it's made holy, so if it's made holy, let's say at the beginning of the whole term of the Yovel, so then there's a set price that the Torah has, 50 shekel for a base kor, for an area that can plant a core of seed in. The lo golin achar yovel. So we can't do that. We can't consecrate it less than 2 years before the yovel. The lo golin achar yovel pachos mishana achas. We also don't redeem it after yovel less than a year. In other words, we let a year go and then we can redeem it. A machashvin chadashim lehektish. Now we know that there's this idea called it's 50 shekel for 50 years, but let's say you want to redeem it 30 years in, so now you subtract 30 shekel from that number. We don't calculate months for hektish. Let's say it was 30 years and 6 months. We don't now subtract 6 months from the number. That's in terms of us. Avol hektesh machashiv chadashim. But if it would be a gain for hektesh to calculate months, then we would. Let's say there's 30 and a half months left, so then we would treat it like 31 years, because for hektesh we will count months, but not for us. All right, says the Gemara, Urmini, I'll ask you a question. We learned a braisa, which said, Makdishin, you can consecrate an ancestral field, Bein lifnei yovel, bein liachra yovel, both before yovel and after yovel, just to vishnas yovel atzma, during the year of yovel itself, lo yaktish, he shouldn't consecrate, veim hiktish, and then if he consecrated it during yovel, eino kedosha, didn't become holy. So, it did say though, during Yovel, you can't make it holy, but beforehand you could. Our Mishnah says you can't make it holy 2 years before. Answers the Gemara. Rav Shmuel Dami Tarvai, Rav and Shmuel both explained, a makdishim li goel bigirua pachos mishtei shanim. In other words, if you made it holy, let's say at the very beginning of the 50 years, so then if you want to redeem it right away, the price is 50 shekel for a base kor. If you want to redeem it after 5 years, you now subtract 5 shekel and a punjon per year, and then what you're left with, 44 shekel and 44 punjon, that's what you redeem it now. However, when it comes to less than 2 years, if you made it holy with less than 2 years to go before Shemitah, I'm sorry, before Yovel, and then you want to redeem it right away, you don't redeem it for 2 shekel and 2 punjon, rather you redeem it for 50 shekel. You don't have any subtraction if it's less than 2 years. So the Gemara says, so therefore, since it's going to be so expensive to redeem it, if you made it holy within 2 years, then the Mishnah is just saying, Kevin de Makdishan li goel bigirua pachos mishtei shanim, since you don't have this idea that you can, that you redeem it for some subtracted price. If you're making it holy less than 2 years, you have to pay the full 50 shekel. Therefore, Yehi Adam Chasal Nechasav, the Mishnah is just giving advice. A person should care for his money. V'al Yaktish Pachos Mishtei Shanim. He shouldn't make it holy when there's less than 2 years to go before Yovel. But if he did, it did in fact become holy. Itmar, we learned. What about Amakdish Sadeu Bishnasa Yovel Atzma? Somebody makes his ancestral field holy during the Yovel year. Rav Amar Kdosha, Rav says it became holy. If he wants to redeem it right away, no sin chamishim. He gives the full 50 shekel. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, in a Kedosha called Ikar. If you tried to make it holy within the Yovel year, it didn't become holy at all. Maskefler of Yosef, Sir Yosef, challenged this. Ishlema, I can understand. Lenin Mechira, if somebody would try to sell an ancestral field during the Yovel year. The Palik Shmuel Aleder Rav, Shmuel there would argue with Rav. Because then Shmuel would say, and Shmuel would say wouldn't take any effect. Because he'll say, Ikalame Rakal V'chomer. See, it's a matter of simple logic. If a field had been sold before Yovel, come Yovel, it leaves the person who bought it and goes back to the original owner. So therefore, Shaina Mechura, so if it hasn't been sold at all, in Odin Shlo Tzimacha, certainly it can't be sold. Elach, but over here, Can you say such a Kal V'chomer? Vatnam, we went to the Mishnah. Higia Yovel V'lo Nigala. If Yovel arrives and the field that had been made holy had not been redeemed, had not been bought back, so then we're going to learn today, hopefully, Kohanim Nechnasim L'Tocha, Kohanim come in, and they get it, but V'nosim Tamel, they need to pay for it, Rabbi Yehuda. So if they need to pay for it, that means it doesn't automatically leave and become theirs. They still need to pay for it. So if it doesn't automatically leave the domain of Hekdesh, why, when someone were to make it holy during Yovel, would it not take effect? So the man says, Shmuel could be Shimon Svirlei. Shmuel actually holds it could be Shimon. Shmuel who holds it if you consecrate a field during Yovel, it doesn't take effect. Because he also like Rabbi Shimon, that were someone not to redeem the field, then come Yovel, Nechnasin, the Kohanim come, the low, no spin, and they get the field without having to pay for it. In other words, they come in, and right away the field becomes theirs. That means that Yovel automatically bounces the field out of the domain of Hekdesh to the domain of the Kohanim, and that's what they would say. If Yovel takes a field away from Hekdesh and gives it to the Kohanim, field that already was Hekdesh, certainly if somebody's trying to make it Hekdesh during Yovel, nothing took effect and it goes back right away. And Rav will tell you no. Savar, he'll say no. Now starting Chav Dalet Amud Beis, so ultimately, the Baal Mika Hadra doesn't go back to the owner during Yovel, the Kohanim Udenafka. It goes out to the Kohanim. So therefore, that means it really belonged to Hekdesh, and then it goes to the Kohanim, because Kohanim Yishulchan Gavoa Kazach. Kohanim, they're getting it from Hashem. It belongs to Hashem, and then Hashem gives it to them. So that means that there was something that took effect during Yovel. My time of the Rav. Now, what's the reason? That's what we got up to yesterday. My time of the Rav. What's the reasoning of Rav? That Rav says that if somebody makes an ancestral field holy during Yovel, it does become holy. Amar Kaka, because the Pasuk says, V'im Mishnasa Yovel, and if from the year of Yovel he'll make it holy, then the value is 50 shekel to redeem it. So it says from the year of Yovel, that means including the year of Yovel itself. Mishnasa Yovel b'chlal, that means you can make it holy during the year of Yovel also. Ushmuel will tell you no. Miksiv V'im Bishnasa Yovel, doesn't say, and if during the year of Yovel. Mishnasa Yovel ksiv, it says from the year of Yovel. That means Mishnah Sha'achra Yovel, from the year that's right after Yovel. So the Gemara now asks, Bishmala Rav, I understand according to Rav, that's what it says, Im Mishnah Sayovel, if he made it holy from the year of Yovel, meaning if he made it holy during the 50th year, so now he sort of dedicated it for a full 50 years. So then, the price is 50 shekel. Then the pasuk goes on to say, V'im achra Yovel, and if after the year of Yovel he makes it holy, namely, he makes it holy in year 1, or year 2, or year 3, so then you subtract a shekel per year. Fine. El l'shmuel, but according to Shmuel, my achra Yovel. What's the pasuk saying? After Yovel, right away, right? When the Pasuk says Mishnas Yovel, it also meant after Yovel. Answer the Gemara, when the Pasuk says Achra Yovel, That means achar achar. If it's after the year, if it's after the first year, don't say if you made it holy in year one, right after Yovel. So then, if he wants to redeem it right away, it's 50 shekel. And if he made it holy after that, if he made it holy in year two or year three, then he subtracts a shekel and a punjon per year from what's left.
The Yovel is beginning of 50th year,
yes,
or beginning of 51st year?
Beginning of 50th year.
So it's actually 49 years now.
Yes, you have 49 years till Yovel, correct.
Also, yesterday you were talking about the little different subject, about that they're selling the shul to a Gentile.
Right.
And Moshe Feinstein.
Moshe Feinstein said, since the shul was mortgaged, so it didn't really belong to you.
Right. So
belongs to the
what
bank.
Happens if the shul is free and clear and has no mortgage?
Then you wouldn't be able to sell. Then you couldn't sell.
But they sold a lot of it in the Bronx, and they see, I see churches there.
What they did in the Bronx is that they sold it to a person, because they made it not shul. They first sold it to an individual. They did it because they need, you know, what the Gemara said in Megillah, that the leadership of the shul could sell it, shiva tuvi a year, would first sell it to an individual, and the individual would turn around and sell it to other religion.
It's one of them has, you know, David Magan on one side, and he has a cross on the other.
There's a lot, unfortunately.
Crazy. Yeah.
And then the Brisa continues and says, Meisve, the Gemara says, I'm going to challenge the view of Rav, who holds that you can make an ancestral field holy during Yovel itself. What do we learn in the Brice that we quoted before? Makdishim ben lifnei ha-yovel ben la'achar yovel. You can make an ancestral field holy before Yovel or after Yovel. Baru b'shnasa yovel atzma, but in the year of Yovel itself, lo yakdish, you shouldn't make it holy. Vim hikdish, if you made it holy, ain't a kadosh, it's not holy. That's against Rav, because Rav's point is if you make it holy during Yovel, it is holy. Amal Charav, so Rav, so what did that Brisa mean when it says it's not holy? Ain't a kedosha begirua. It's not holy that if you want to redeem it, you're going to be able to subtract. You're not going to be able to subtract. Amal Kadosh. It is holy, and if you want to redeem it, venosnen chamishin, you have to give the full 50 shekel. So that's the way he reads the Brisa. So one second, Michlal, does that mean that what the Brisa says? Lifnei Yovel, you can make it holy before Yovel. That means kedosh ligol bigerua. It's holy, and you can redeem it with subtracting from the 50 shekel, subtracting a shekel per year of what's left. For Rav Shmuel and Ami Tarvai, but Rav and Shmuel both said, that's how we began, emak dishon ligol bigerua. You can't make it holy and then be able to turn around and redeem it by subtracting the years that have already passed till Yovel. If there's less than 2 years left to go to Yovel. So Rav says, okay, you're right. So Amalekha Rav, so Rav will tell you, I believe that if you make a field holy during Yovel, it does become holy. I, the Brisa, that says if you make the field holy during Yovel, it doesn't become holy. Hamani, who's the Brisa? That's the Rabbanan. He, that's the view of the Rabbanan. Anad Ami ki Rebbe, but I am saying like Rebbe. What's this machlokas? This we've seen before. On Pesach, the Torah says, from the first to the seventh, don't eat chametz. So Amar Rebbe holds, when the Torah says Rishon the first of the days, it means Virishon Bechlal, including the first of the days. When it says Shvi until the seventh, it means Shvi Bechlal, including the seventh. So according to Rebbe, whenever it says from and until, it's including the day from and including until. However, the Rabbanan hold, you needed a separate pasuk to include day one and day seven, because from does not include the day that it's from. So therefore, the Torah says you can make it holy from Yovel, according to Rebbe, that includes the year of Yovel itself. But according to the Rabbanan, where from does not include the day from, therefore, when it says you can make it holy from Yovel, it means you can make it holy from after Yovel, but not the year of Yovel itself. Asks the Gemara, so Hachanami, so too over here, when it says, it says over here, Mishnas, Ushnas HaYovel Bechlal. It says from the year, including the year of Yovel, according to Rabbi, and according to Rabbanan, not. So the Gemara now asks, Ika Rabbi, if Rav is like Rabbi, Pundyon Ma Yavidetze, right? So since Rabbi is saying that from the Yovel year, namely from Yovel itself, you can make it holy. When you make it holy, it has a value of 50 shekel. So then why do we say that every year that's gone subtracts from the 50 a shekel and a pundyon? It should just subtract a full shekel. Right? If you're going to say that when you have 49 years, that's 50 shekel, so then every year that goes is a shekel and a pundyon. But if it's a full 50 years that's worth 50 shekel, so then every year should be one shekel. Bechitim, if you're going to tell me that according to Rabbi, it's in fact, every year is one shekel that you subtract. Lastly, it doesn't hold up you subtracting a shekel and a punjab. But we know it's not true. What's not? We learned in a brisa. If he makes the ancestral field holy 2 or 3 years before Yovel. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Omer Ani, I say, no saint sela upunjon. He gives only a shekel and a punjon per year that's left. So the Gemara says like this, Rabbi holds that it could be holy from the year of Yovel too. But he'll say that if it's holy from the year of Yovel, that doesn't give you a full 50 years. Why? Because Rabbi Krib Yehuda Sfirle, Rabbi holds the Krib Yehuda, the Amr holds Shnas Chamish Mol Lekana Lekana. The 50th year also counts as the first year of the next 7 years. So really, if you made it holy during Yovel, and it's holy till the next Yovel, that only means really 49 years. That means 50 shekel are given the value, 49 years are given the value of 50 shekel. All right, so that's Rav. So now the Shmuel, according to Shmuel, who says that you can't make it holy during the 50th year, Lema Rebbe's, are we going to say that Rebbe, Kerabanan Sfirle, the Rebbe has to hold like the Rabbanan, who disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda? Because if you would hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Yovel year doesn't stand on its own, so it's really only 49 years. So then, since they're saying you can only make it holy from the year after Yovel, because Mishnas, the year after Yovel, so that means really you're making it holy and you're giving it 48 years. And 48 years are 50 shekels. So then it should be selo shtei punjon miboyle. Each year should be a shekel and two punjon. So the Gemara says, yes, according to Shmuel, Rabbi would hold like the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda and who hold that 50, Rebbe would include the Yovel year, unlike Rebbe Yehuda, who does not include the Yovel year. Tashma, come and hear a proof, again, for Shmuel's view, that if you make it holy during Shemitah, it doesn't become holy at all. The Mishnah says, V'lo gol in achar Yovel pachos mishani. You can't redeem the ancestral year after Yovel, unless there was a year. So now what does that mean? A year of what? A year from when? According to Shmuel, what it means is Logolin La'achar Yovel Pachos Mishana. Yovel begins the year, and you can't redeem a field unless a year is gone from when Yovel started. In other words, until it was made holy after Yovel. El Rav, but according to Rav, Ma'achar Yovel Shana, what's the meaning that you don't redeem a field after Yovel less than a year? Gemara says, "Mi savrit acha yovel mamish." Do you think that the Mishnah means you don't redeem a field unless you had a year after Yovel and then you made it holy? My acha yovel. What does it mean after Yovel? It means beemtza yovel. It means if somebody's redeeming a field in the middle of Yovel, and what the point is like this, the kol kam d'lomal yulei shana, if you haven't yet had a full year, l'migule, you can't subtract a year's worth from the price. Again, the price is 50 shekel for 49 years. If you haven't had a year, you've only had, let's say, 2 months into the year, you can't take off a shekel from the price, you have to have a full year. So one second, my kamash, what's the point then of that line? In machashim chadashim mahektish, that when it comes to calculating the price, a couple of months don't count, it has to be a whole year. But that's explicitly the next line in the Mishnah. In machashim chadashim mahektish, when it comes to the hektish, we don't calculate a couple of months. So Gemara says exactly, matam kama, the Mishnah is saying, explaining itself. Matam lo golden achar yovel pachos mishana. What's the reason why, if you're trying to make a redemption, we don't count anything which is less than a year? Because when it comes to hektish, we don't calculate months, we only calculate years. All right, now the last line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, in machashvan chadashin, in mahektish, but for hektish we will calculate. Tanu Rabbanu in a brisa. Minayin shein machashvan chadashin mahektish. How do we know that when it comes to subtracting from the price of 50 shekel, we don't use months, we only use years? Because the pasuk says, v'chishav lo ha-kohen, Esa kasef, the coin will calculate for him the money al pi ashanim anosaros, based on the years that are left. Shanim atamachashev, you calculate how many years are left. Atamachashev chadashim, you don't calculate years plus months. Minayin shim atarot zalasos chadashim lashana osa. Now, how do we know that if you want to consider a few months as a year, that you could do so? And I'm taking them, what does that mean? Going to Akashib Apalgodarban Vitama. Let's say he made it holy in the middle of year 48 of the Yovel cycle. And now he wants to redeem it. Right? There's only a year and a half left until Yovel. Now, if the because now you help Hektish by calculating the months. If you didn't calculate the months, that means that you made it holy 2 years before the year, before Yovel, and then the redemption is only, you know, 2 shekel. But if you calculate the months, you made it holy with only a year and a half to go, then the redemption is 50 shekel. How do we know there we do calculate months? The answer is, since it's the benefit of Hektish, Tamalom, it says, V'chishav lo ha-kohen, and he'll calculate the money for him. In other words, mikol makom, that when it is to the benefit of Hektish, then we do, in fact, calculate months. Okay, so now we begin the next Mishnah. Hamakdish sadehu b'shas hayovel. If somebody consecrates his field, his ancestral field, at a time when we still have the law of Yovel, as we've learned many times, once most Jews are not in Israel, we don't have Yovel anymore. So nowadays we don't have Yovel because Jews don't know where they should be living in Israel. No one knows what Shevet they're from.
I also thought we don't know because we don't really know when Yovel is.
Because we haven't had the Jews there. Ever since the first Beis Hamikdash, we've lost track of Yovel. But in the times of Yovel, if somebody were to make his ancestral field holy, and if he wants to redeem it, no sin bezerah chomer seorim, this is the redemption rate. A field in which he could plant a chomer worth of seed, namely a core worth of seed, a base core, about 4.2 acres, then he has to give chamishim shekel kesef, 50 shekel kesef, to redeem it. Okay, that's for the full either 49 or 50 years, as we just have been learning. Now, what happens if you have a big field, and within this field, ha'yisham nekayim amukim asar tvachim, there are these ditches that are 10 tvachim deep, oslaim gvoim asar tvachim, or these big rocks that are 10 tvachim tall. So they're not really places where you can plant. So in Nimdad Nima, they are not counted together with the field. Pachos Mikan, if you have rocks that are less than 10 tfachim, Nimdad Nima, they are counted together with the rest of the field. Hikdisha shtayim u'shalosh anam lifnei hayovel. Let's say a person makes the field holy 2 or 3 years to go before Yovel. And now he wants to redeem it. Then no sein sela upunjon lashana. Then he gives a shekel and a punjon per year to go. So let's say if he made it holy 2 years before Yovel and right away he wants to redeem it, he gives 2 shekel and 2 punjon. If he made it holy 3 years before Yovel, he gives 3 shekel and 3 punjon to redeem it. But if he said, I don't want to pay it all right away, I already know since Varshana Bishana, each year that goes by, I'll give a shekel and punjon. Ain't Shomel, we don't listen to him. To redeem it, he has to give the full amount at once. Now, in terms of redeeming a field, Echad Baalim ve'Echad Kala Adam, the one who made it holy can redeem it, and anybody else also can redeem it at the same price. Now, what's the difference between the person who made it holy redeeming and anyone else redeeming? The difference is, Elisha Bailim, if the person who made it holy was redeeming it, no sin chomesh, he has to add a fifth. V'chol adam, but if other people are redeeming it, a no sin chomesh, they do not need to add a fifth. Okay, so the Mishnah taught us that the amount is that for a base kur, 50 shekel. Tana, we lived in a brisa kur zera, a kur worth of seed. The lo kfur tfur. It's not a kur worth of harvest, a kur worth of seed, of planting. Now, what type of planting? Mapola siad, planting by hand, below mapola shvarim, but not the planting through oxen. Tani Levi, Levi added in a brisa, lo mava, lo meta, doesn't mean that it was planting in a way that's very concentrated, nor planting in a way that's very thin, elobenini, but rather a normal way of planting a kur in a field. Then the Mishnah said, "Ayusham nekana mukrim." If there are these deep ditches or these big stones, they're not counted into the base court. So Gemara asks, "Okay, so what? Likdishinu be'an be'nafshayu. So let them be holy on their own. And if they're holy on their own, so their rate also was going to be of a base court per 50 shekel. The Chitim is going to tell me, Kevin, they'll have a base court since these ditches and rocks are not on their own, a full base kur, lo have the kutcher, they don't become holy at all. It's not true. For the time we did a braisa. Sadeh, the verse says, Sadeh, matamon. Why did it say Sadeh, lefishin? Ever since it said, Zerach omer saorim, b'chamishim shekel kasef, the area to plant a kur of wheat, of barley, is going to go for 50 shekel for the 50 years. Any other shekdish kain, Hazet. I would have thought only if he actually makes holy an area the size of a base kur. But now the rabbis lesach, I don't know if he makes half of that holy, or chatzi lesach, or half of that, or a sa'ah, if he only made a single sa'ah, right? A base kur is 30 sa'ah. Let's say he made only a single sa'ah area holy, or tarkav, or half a sa'ah, chatzi tarkav, half of that. Tamalom, that's it says, sa'adam yikol makom. Any field that you make holy is going to become holy, and you're just going to evaluate it at that ratio. The base core is 50 shekel, so half of that is going to be 25 shekel. It's based on that ratio. So what you gain by saying that certain ditches or certain rocks are not included in the base core? So now they're holy on their own, at the same ratio as the base core. Maruk v'Bar Chama explained, what we're talking about here is ditches that are filled with water. Since they're filled with water, they can't be planted at all. Since they can't be planted, then they are not assessed at the set price of 50 shekel per base kur for 50 years. Rather, since they're filled with water and they can't be planted, they are redeemed at whatever their value is. Dekanami, that's the pshat. It, clearly, if you see that, Tiktani, because it said, Dumya the slime, that there's a ditch is like big rocks. Shmami, that means it's like big rocks, just like you can't plant on a big rock, you can't plant in these ditches. So, Ihaki, 1 second, if these are places that are not plantable, Pachos Mikanami, if it's less than 10 sheka, 10 tvachim deep, also, it shouldn't be counted. And it should have to be assessed on its own? The answer is no. If you have a ditch, which is, let's say, only 2 tvachim, hani negani da'ari mikri, those are just called the, what did they say, the clefts. How did the art scroll say? Negani da'ara? These are called the, the basins of the land. These are just called the basins of the land. It's just like part of the land too. And therefore, they are included. or they're shidra da'ari mikra. They're called the spines of the land, so they are included. But if they are bigger, if they're full 10 tefachim, and they're filled with water, or they're a big rock, so then they're separate from the field, because they're not plantable, it's not zera, chomer, sorim, and then they would have to be assessed on their own to be redeemed. Mishnah says, Ikdisha, if you make an ancestral field, shtayim v'shalosh shanim lifnei ha-yovel, you made it holy 2 or 3 years before yovel, and you want to redeem it, so now you pay either two shekel and two punjon, or 3 shekel and 3 punjon to redeem it, depending on when you made it holy. Tana Rabbanu lived in a brisa. The pasuk says, "Vinigra me'er kecha," and it shall be deducted from its value. So that tells you af min a hektish. So you reduce from the 50 shekel even those years that it belonged to hektish. Sheimachla hektish shano shtayim. Let's say hektish had it for a year or two. Let's say we made it holy right at the beginning of the 49 years. Hektish had it for a year or two. Now you want to redeem it when there are 47 years to go, 46 years to go. So you give 47 shekel and 47 punjon, 46 shekel and 46 punjon. Inami lo achla. Alternatively, it could be that Hektish did not have it, but rather Elishaisa lefanav. But it just sat around with Hektish, didn't use it, didn't consume anything. Still, no sin. Selo punjon l'shana. You only give a sel and a punjon for every year that remains until Yovel, and you subtract those years that have already gone by. The Mishnah then says, and when we said the laws, you have to give a selah and a punjon per year left till Yovel, it means you have to give all of those right away. You can't say each year I'm going to give a selah and a shekel and a punjon. Rima Marini knows, saying if he's going to say I'm going to give it year by year, we don't accept it. Tana Rabbanu Hodin Abraisimi, Nayin Shem Amru Baalim, Marini knows them to love Roshana Bishana. That if they said we're going to give the shekel and a punjon each year as the year goes by, Shein Shom Alehem, we don't listen to them. Tamalom, that's what the verse says, V'chishav lo ha-kohen es ha-kesef. And the kohen is to calculate for him the amount he owes. That means that shehei kesef kulo ke'echad. It means all the money has to be at once. Then the Mishnah says, who can redeem it? Echad ba'alim, the owner can redeem. V'echad kol adam, or anybody else can also redeem. Ma'bein ba'alim l'chol adam, what's the difference between the owner and anybody else? Shabalim nosen chomesh, the owner has to add another fifth. V'chol adam ein nosen chodesh. If another person is redeeming it, he doesn't need to add another fifth.
So somebody has been come to redeem the Mayachuzah. I have the first right.
If I may not have the money to redeem it. All right, so we learned in the Mishnah that other people can redeem it. Now, the law is that if other people redeem it, then come Yovel, it goes back to Hektesh, and then Hektesh distributes it to the Kohanim. So let's say Hikdisha, somebody made his field holy, Ugalan, he himself redeemed it. Right? It's his ancestral field, he made it holy, and he redeemed it. Then comes Yovel, in a Yotzim Yod B'Yovel, it stays in his hands during Yovel too. Galabino, if his son redeemed it after he had made it holy, then again, it goes to him, Yotzal Aviv B'Yovel. Come Yovel, to go from the son to the father, to the original owner. However, Gala Acher, if somebody else redeemed it, oh, Echad Me'akrovim, even if it's one of the other relatives, just not the son, Ugalo Umiyado. And even if the original owner then bought it from the relative, nevertheless, comes Yovel, it goes back to the Beit HaMikdash, and then it's given to the Kohanim, Yotzel HaKohanim B'Yovel. Gal Echem and HaKohanim. Let's say one of the Kohanim buys the field from Hektish after it had been made holy. Hare Tachas Yado. Now as Yovel approaches, the Kohen has it. Lo Yomer, the Kohen can't say, Hol V'yotzel Kohen B'Yovel. Since come Yovel, it's going to be given to Kohanim. Hare Tachas Yadi. It's already in my hand, and I am a Kohen. Hare Shili, I'll just keep it. Doesn't work that way. El Yotzel Mitachas Yado. He has to give it up back to the Hekdesh. Then it gets divided up to all the Kohanim who are on the Mishmar the week that Yovel started. Tana Rabbanim lived in a Braisa. The Pasuk says, Im lo yig'al ha-sadeh, if he does not redeem the field, that means Ba'alim, the owner doesn't redeem the field. V'imachar ha-sadeh, or if he sells the field, that means the Gizbar, the executive, the temple treasurer. V'ishacher, to another person. Then comes the Yovel, goes back to Hekdesh and given out to the Kohanim. That means only if it was sold to the Ishacher, to another person, will all have been, but not if it was sold to the son. You're saying if it's sold to somebody else and not to the son. Maybe it means sold to somebody else, but not to the brother. If it's sold to the brother, maybe it goes back to the brother. The answer is Kishomer Ish. When it says a man, Hare Achamur, that's to include even a brother. Hamani Makayim Acher, Velo, right? But what am I learning from the word somebody other, la'acher, and other, velo leben, but not to the son, but sold to the brother. It is considered sold to an acher, and kam yovel would go back to the hekdesh and be divided up amongst the kohanim. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha omer, Ratzah kadosh baruch hu lezakos Yisrael, lefichach hirbalem toro mitzvah, shenem ratzneich hafetz lemad tzidko, yagdil, teravi adir.